Hi everyone, I am back, and today my guest is Nicole Connery. We're going to talk about how to leverage your wealth and buy back your time to transform your time and energy to create even more freedom, more fulfillment, and spaciousness to do what truly matters to you in your life. Nicole's on a mission to help 1 million women achieve financial freedom by 2028. She's doing this by creating a ripple effect that impacts families, companies, communities, and beyond. She's had over 15 years of experience guiding finance executives. Now, Nicole's combining her professional and personal journey to empower and equip women. So let's get going and let's talk about finances with Nicole Connery. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
I'm doing well. Oh, you look good. I'm keeping my camera off until we start. That way, my editor knows a quick edit to just start the whole thing.
Sure. Would you like me to stay off camera or am I okay
No, you're
on?
fine. You're fine. So, how's your day going?
It's going great, thank you. I'm looking forward to our conversation. It's so great to meet you.
Yeah, absolutely. How did we cross paths? I can't remember.
So Holly Jackson connected us.
Oh yes. Holly's awesome.
Yeah, she's my coach through 10X stages, as well as I've now become her private client as well. And so she just has spoken so highly of you. So really excited just to kind of be part of your world. And I've been loving your emails and all the content that you put out there. So thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. If you have any people who are interested in learning more about the techniques behind Google, Gmail, Google Calendar, Google Suite, Google Drive, all that good stuff, I have a master class coming up in April.
Oh, great.
And yeah, because you know, a lot of us, we know a little bit to get us by, you know. So I don't know if you're a Google girl or if you're using a different platform.
I use Google. Yeah, it's so valuable. And I love, especially in the work that you do, how it's so broad, but like Google Drive and Calendar and like this digital organization and systems as well is so
Yeah.
huge. So I will absolutely spread that along to my network.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah, if you want to be an affiliate, I'll send you the link and you'll get swipe copy and images and whatnot. I very much
Oh,
appreciate the
okay.
help spreading the news on it.
Of course.
Oh, that's great. Okay, let me put you on that little list. Affiliate. I'm not, it's like a beta test, so it won't be charged. It won't be a lot of money this time. But as an affiliate, whenever I launch, you know, the whole class, well, it's going to be a mini version of the. I can't even say that. It's going to be a 5-week class. It's just going to be less expensive because it's the pilot program.
I
But
understand.
by making you an affiliate, you'll get all of the copy and everything you need to promote it. And depending on what I end up charging it for, I'll pay a little bit of commission, but it won't be any big thing. But I just appreciate the help.
Course. Yeah, no, absolutely. It's one of my favorite things to do is collaborate. So, would
Yeah.
love to support you in any way.
Perfect, perfect. And then let me know when if you have any launches coming up or if there's anything that you want this podcast to hit or to promote. Yeah, obviously you'll get to give a link at the end and I'll put it in your notes, you know, for people to download something. But do you
Oh,
have any
great.
launches or anything coming up that you're looking to really give a boost to?
Yeah, that would be amazing. And thank you so much for asking. So, my website is in the process of being redesigned because I just went through a rebrand, but it should be live in like the next, I would say, 2 weeks. But I can share a link to my lead magnet, which is just on Stan Store and it's through my Instagram. And then for an upcoming launch, so on there's like a mini course and then an offer to kind of work one-on-one if you're looking for more kind of white glove service. But then I am launching a summer 4-month live program. So I'm going to be starting to promote that in the next like month or so. So that would
Okay,
be
good.
amazing.
Yeah. So we can talk about that a little bit because your podcast probably won't come out for a month. So that'll be
Oh,
good.
great.
Yeah. Give me one quick moment. I got to go do
Sure.
something and I'll be right back. I mean, having some tech challenges today with Zoom. They keep blurring my background and there's nothing I can do about it. So I uploaded, reloaded, downloaded, rebooted, and all that crap, and it's still there. So I'll have a blurry, but I know it's terrible because my books are behind me and they're all blurred out, but what can I say about that?
No, you're like, yeah, you want to promote those.
Exactly. Okay, I'm ready when you're ready. We're just going to talk about your journey, what you're up about, what got you to where you are, and then organizing tips or, you know, your favorite tactics you use. And then what would you tell yourself, your 18-year-old self? You saw the question. So
I did. Yeah. And thank you for sharing that. I actually, oh my God, the question about what would you tell your 18-year-old self as I was preparing, I got a little emotional. It's such a great question.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
thank
it's a
you.
Good one. It's a good one. Okay. I am ready if you're ready. And
I'm ready.
what
Can
would
you
you like
see
to,
and
what
hear
would
me?
you like?
Okay.
Yeah, you look great. Let's see. I'm just going to call you a financial whiz. Do you have anything that you want to call yourself?
Typically, I'm referred to kind of as like a financial strategist, and lifestyle design.
Okay, you got it.
Thank you.
Okay. Hi, everyone. We're back. And as promised, I'm with Nicole O'Connor. She is a financial strategist, and we're going to talk strategy. We're going to talk how to increase your money, how to keep your money, how to organize your money, and all things money. So welcome to the show, Nicole.
Thank you so much, Kathy. It's such a pleasure to be with you and your audience today.
Absolutely. I'm happy to talk about this because finances impact us everywhere that we turn through all the aspects of life, and especially as entrepreneurs. So tell me a little bit about what got you into this lane of finances and strategy.
Well, as a little girl, I was always really fascinated by seeing many around me not really do what they said they sort of knew. And so this concept of like, say you know something, but then are you actually executing and doing it? And I was always just intrigued with this concept of like proactive choice. And as I observed those around me kind of flowing through life, I saw growing up that we struggled financially. And my parents had this belief, like, always leave things better than you found it. My mom was a nurse and then a teacher, and my dad worked at the local light department. So he helped turn the lights on for people's homes. And it's just so fascinating as I have really been focused in my business around really helping to kind of turn that light on for people and give women, especially who are super busy and carrying so much, that really financial empowerment and that freedom so that they can use their money to really invest in themselves and have more choices. So it really came from all of these layers of my own background of a child, as well as combining my professional experience helping large companies and large scale transformations, and seeing for us to be successful in transformations, I saw these behaviors and patterns and beliefs, and really advising CFOs, I started to think about, well, there's so many individuals that we need this in our own lives so that then we can show up for our families and our companies looking good, feeling good, being kind, really feeling like we have that focus and that capacity to be able to take on that next big challenge.
Excuse me. It sounds like you shifted your focus a little bit from large corporations to more of the womenpreneurs and women in business.
That's correct. Yeah. Right now I'm actually doing both. So I'm parallel pathing it, which is amazing. So I am really loving just helping women with financial empowerment is really a passion. And I think a purpose of mine, and my professional background has been an incredible place to learn and grow and gain skills over the last almost 15 years.
That's fantastic. So you can combine the corporate, you know, the real world, the big world, right? With us as entrepreneurs, which is our real world on a much smaller scale. So who right now is, well, tell me a story about one of your clients that where they were in the beginning and what happened, what was the shift that you helped them make?
Sure. Yeah. So this is just as a disclaimer for a personal client, not through my professional role. But for a personal client, they were feeling a bit stuck in their career. And they had just gone through a life event, brought in a new family member into their family, and were really had big dreams and wanted to upgrade their lifestyle. And they were feeling at a pivotal point in their career on what to do. I want to be this way and home and for my family. And I'm also very focused in my career and my progression. And this isn't moving at the pace that I want. And so we worked together to really get clear on my clients' values and what they really wanted. And so through discussion and some of the internal work, which we can chat about, but really it's interior design for your inside, which is then an external sort of becomes your reality. So we did some of that inner work to really focus on that worthiness, that confidence, of course, as well as looking at the personal finances, looking at how they were spending their time and where they were directing their focus and their energy. And so through our work together, they ended up identifying an opportunity that what they have now said, they've now taken on this new role that they feel like they've accelerated their career by 5 years and they've doubled their income. And they still are able to show up in the same way that they want to within their home responsibilities and structure. And they feel like they're moving forward towards that lifestyle vision that they wanted.
Yeah, it's interesting. I know whenever big life events happen, you do kind of reprioritize and reorganize and try to figure out how to do best. So was the goal for them to spend more time at home or to have a home-based business, or what happened with that?
So their goal was to actually be able to provide more for their family. They wanted to increase their income. Mm-hmm. And they were feeling like that they were already able to do their job really well and they could take on more and they wanted to earn more and kind of not do less. They are a very hard worker, but they wanted to be able to kind of be compensated for mm-hmm. the value that they were providing.
So what did they do? They upped their rates or?
So they changed roles and they got a new position. So this is a non-entrepreneur. This is somebody that is in sort of the big company world. Okay. And they applied for a new job and got a new opportunity. And they now have a title change and a difference change. And if they had stayed in their same role, it would have taken probably 5+ years to get that role. But they changed environments through some of this inner work, putting themselves out there, believing in themselves, getting organized on what was their financial target that they needed. We worked through some of those like money blocks and emotional barriers and beliefs that we're not even aware of until we start to take action. But yeah. Then as they went through the interview process, they were very pleasantly surprised that it just seemed culturally like a great fit. And then when they got the comp package, they were like, this is double what I'm making now. And it's not more time. So that's always the juxtaposition that I'm working with my clients on. How do we scale your income and your life without it? How do we find those leverageable opportunities? How can you, of course, everybody's working hard, but how can we work smarter? And how can we do things in the right environment where you're valued and you're compensated? And for you, it feels more easeful and effortless because you're really enjoying it. You're in your genius.
Yeah. The code of genius. And I agree with you, Nicole, that you don't really know your code of genius when your mind is stopped into the disbelief that you're not enough or that you could never do that. Or, you know, so I'm so happy that you start with the inner work along with, you know, the outer goals, because we can't reach any goal unless we have the inner confidence that we can do it. Right.
Of course.
Yeah, I love that. Oh, that's great. So they got a new job, they just promoted laterally or vertically, and love it. Okay, so you're, as a financial strategist, what tools do you use to keep, because you're doing two things now, like you have parallel like lives, right? You know, you're in corporate, you're in entrepreneurial. What's your favorite organizing system or organizing hack to keep yourself kind of focused and on track with both of those?
Well, so it's kind of a two-part answer. It's, I think first it's using my own body's wisdom and kind of our energy system. And I work with my clients in that way. And so it's starting with a gratitude practice. That is sort of a system that I've been doing for over 5 years. And I'll be honest, coming from a financial background, I kind of poo-pooed it. But then as I've really done it, and I have an 11-month-old, so as I've sort of kind of ebbed and flowed, given myself a little break, if I haven't hit it every single day, just with this new baby in my life. But as I've not done it, I've really seen the power of doing it. So that's my number one. Morning and night, I have to come from a place of how do I direct my mind to see opportunities, to see abundance? How are we taking advantage of our body's wisdom? And our focus is really, I always say, health is our greatest wealth. Time is our most precious non-renewable asset, and our focus is our differentiator. And if we start our day with where are we focused, everything is just so much more easeful. And it can, things can just line up. You have those synchronicities, you've primed your brain and your energy body and your system and your electromagnetics to really be a magnet to propel and attract those opportunities. So it's really starting with the mind is kind of number one. But then I think as we were just chatting about the calendar, and I know you have a masterclass coming up, but using the calendar is so key. I think if you do not schedule it in your day, not only schedule, but then execute and keep the promises you make to yourself, it's just like time will just float away and you won't even realize where the whole day went.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think scheduling gratitude in your calendar is an excellent idea. I'm like all for that. You know, what am I grateful for? I try to go to sleep every night saying what I'm grateful for, waking up in the morning, being grateful that I woke up in the morning, you know, just showing gratitude all throughout, I think is it. Now you said a great quote. Okay. Can you remember what you said about time and money? Say this again. This is a good one. Listen up, guy.
Thank you. Yeah. So I always say health is your greatest wealth.
Yep.
Time is your most precious non-renewable asset. Mm-hmm. And your focus is your differentiator.
Love it. I love that. That's a great quote. We'll have to put that in the show notes for sure.
Thank you.
Very, very, very astute. Okay. So talk to me about what you do on, let's say, what would you like to talk about that we haven't hit on yet? Let's put it that way.
I think one area that I think is really important to me, that especially as I'm working with my clients, is that it has to be in alignment and it has to be in integrity. And a part that I really bring to my clients is I'm able to, and with my background as a CPA and helping my clients, it's really important that I can be objective and be in my integrity. And so it's important just to know what is my client really open and ready to receive, and where do they want to move forward in their life and in their finances, and how do they want to use it? So it's very specialized and curated in the way that I think I've, one of the questions that you had asked is what is one lesson that I've kind of learned in business? And what I've really learned is that I have to go where my client is, meet them where they are at, and help guide and maybe help them see possibilities and opportunities, or maybe blind spots or roadblocks that maybe they don't see. But also, I think I've learned that because I love to see people so happy and have their dreams be achieved, I think a lesson that I've learned is that if someone is not ready and willing and open to receive or to maybe look at something differently, then they won't even hear what I'm saying. So I think that has just been really a lesson that's sometimes it's hard to see the people that you care about in their pain. And I always bring back kind of the way that I grew up, that leave everybody better than you found them. But really let my clients take the lead and I navigate for them in an objective, independent, highest integrity way, and really maybe help bring awareness, which then they'll come to a conclusion or they'll come to a decision when they're ready.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And as an organizer, what happens as well is when they're ready, they're ready. If they're not ready, they're not ready. I mean, I have people hear me speak, or they go to a class, or they listen to a podcast, and 5 years later, I'm ready. Right. And I do believe that it's very similar with finances, you know, because they're both very personal modalities, you know, it's stuff that you really kind of have to open yourself up to receive guidance in organizing or guidance in finances, because it's a vulnerable spot to say, I don't know, you know, any kind of coaching is like that. But I think in particular, our two modalities very much so. So I appreciate that you let them breathe. You know, and be ready when they're ready. And, you know, the whole point is let's not get our feelings hurt because you're not ready yet, because they will be ready. And, you know, knowing that, I think, is a good comfort when we stay in integrity and try to push the systems on them, for sure. And I love the fact that you, you know, that shining the light, that was one of the mottos that I used at the beginning of my career, is to shine the light on people's possibilities. And the fact that your dad actually does that. I always say we don't fall far from the tree, you know, we just don't. So you're a light bringer in your own regard, just like your dad's a light bringer in his regard. And you're a teacher, like your mom's a teacher, right? So it's kind of funny how that works.
It really is. Is that similar to your background as well? Is that similar to how you got into organizing?
Well, my dad was a minister, but he was Mr. Systems Man. And he had systems within systems. Every week he would have a better system, and he would tweak and make these, create all this stuff. And it used to drive me crazy. It's like way too micro, but he just loved it. And obviously I learned vicariously from him. And then at the same time, you know, my mother, being the minister's wife, was like the stylist, right? She was the fashion person. And so, you know, I got my personal styling kind of hat from her, because she always just looked impeccable and she always knew how to put things together. And, you know, so yeah, I think it's interesting how that happens, because the last thing I ever thought I would be a professional organizer or an image consultant, quite honestly. So it's
That's
just
beautiful.
Just what happens, right? It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. And you know, for those listening, if you have kids who are like, are not liking what you're doing, just watch out, because they could become that. and it'll be kudos to you after the fact. Probably you're like, oh, okay, isn't that interesting? Now they like it. Yeah, pretty funny. Okay, so this is my year, and last year was too, about celebrating success. And so I'm very curious on how you celebrate success when you feel it. Like, what do you do to celebrate yourself?
Oh, I love this question. So my love language is quality time. So I love to spend time with my husband and my son and my family and my friends, but we always just like take a moment to acknowledge, and sometimes just having like a deep conversation to me is so meaningful. It's like really those small things that really do make such a big difference. And so sometimes it's over a nice meal or going for a walk or a trip. But yeah, I think it's just spending time with those that I love and just taking a moment to kind of acknowledge it, or, and for myself personally, it's sometimes just that own inner acknowledgement of maybe taking courageous action or doing something outside of my comfort zone.
Mm-hmm. And as with the 11-month-old, I'm sure just having time, you know, with you and your honey is an invaluable thing, and a great way to celebrate. I like that.
For sure.
So, and congratulations, by the way, on your baby.
Oh, thank you, Kathy. That's sweet. Thank you.
So if you had to look back and tell your 18-year-old self some advice, what advice would you give the little Nicole?
Well, this definitely made me very emotional. I was nicknamed the Energizer Bunny as a little girl. My mom said for the first 3 years, I didn't sleep. I kind of came out ready to go. And I think I would tell myself just like, chill. You don't have to be so hard on yourself. Like, just have fun, enjoy. I think because we struggled as a family financially, there was always like, my dad worked 6 days a week, my mom was a nurse and then going to school at night. And there was always just this like kind of energy of like, what's next? And boom, boom, boom. And had a very beautiful life and beautiful childhood. But there was just this like, kind of like, what's next, keep it going sort of mentality. And I think I would just tell myself, like, if you could see the life that you're living now, like, wow, I think I would just be like in awe.
That's awesome. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Massachusetts. So I live in Boston now, and I grew up in a small town right outside Massachusetts, right outside Boston.
Okay. That's awesome. I thought I felt a little bit of Midwest in there, but nope, New England. Okay, so I know that you have a valuable download for people that they can grab. Let's talk about that just a little bit.
Yes. So my Instagram handle is The Wealth Designer. So definitely find me on Instagram or on my website, thewealthdesigner.com. And I have a great guide that really talks about the three secrets to financial freedom and how to live a truly wealthy lifestyle. So often we have many beliefs and feelings about what money is, and it can get kind of confusing because it's like, well, money doesn't buy happiness, but money is a tool. And it's like many of these beliefs are unconscious and kind of passed down. And until we really take a moment to really look at them, because of course, nobody would intentionally be blocking themselves from receiving money or feeling like they needed to be a slave to money, to work super hard in order to receive it. So in this guide, it really talks about the three secrets of really, as I kind of touched upon the first one around our mind and our body impacts our finances. So definitely go check it out. I'm actually creating a mini course as well that will supplement this guide. And it's living in that wealth of that freedom, the ease, of course, in addition to financial prosperity. It's not that we don't want money. Of course, we love money. We want to have prosperity. We want to have abundance. But it's also that spaciousness of time. We don't want to be financially rich and time poor. So it's this really designing this portfolio of your life, similar to how you look at your investment portfolio. It's taking a step back and making these intentional choices around how you want to really design your life and how do you use your finances as a tool to invest in yourself and to invest in the areas to give you what you truly want. If that's more time or spaciousness or a new opportunity, et cetera. So go check that out on thewealthdesigner.com or on Instagram. You can download it, immediate download, complimentary.
Oh, that's fantastic. I really appreciate that, man. That's generous. And I love what you said that, you know, I think a big, strong belief is often that if you have a lot of money, you don't have a lot of time. If you have a lot of time, you don't have a lot of money. And I found that to be true as entrepreneurs, you know, in the beginning of my career, I truly felt that way. It's like, oh, you know, I'm either going to be slammed and have lots of money and zero time, or I'm going to like have all this time in the world, no money. But it does not have to be that way. So go ahead and download Nicole's booklet and her training. And we'll look forward to seeing your little mini course that's going to come out. So we'll put a link to your website so they can get in touch and stay in touch with you and get it as it's ready. So yeah. Is there anything that I should have asked you that you wanted to touch upon that I've kind of flown over?
Oh, I think one question that I often get is, how could I shift my relationship with money? Like, I want to experience more ease and abundance and freedom. Oh, that sounds so great. That's so luxurious. That's for, oh, someday when. Yeah. And I will just tell you, you absolutely can shift your relationship with money. It does not need to have to be someday when. I was kind of caught in this cycle of, let me just keep my head down. Let me just keep working harder. Not include myself in the equation. And that will not really give you a fully wealthy lifestyle. And so I think the number one thing really to know is that money is a tool, and living in this way is truly a consciousness and it's a choice. And of course, it has to be backed by the strategies and the proactive choices and to be able to take advantage of the investment decisions or to find ways to earn additional income, how to leverage your time, how to outsource and delegate or defer certain things to not get caught in the shiny object syndrome. But I really teach a lot of my clients about shifting your energy and shifting your state, because it really does start with that inner work. And we go very deep. And I say, to get more money, you have to go to the ATM. And the A is you have to become aware. The T is we have to transmute any fears, resentments, judgments, maybe any beliefs that were not even your own, but maybe that you kind of caught or you picked up. And then lastly, we have to move into more money. And so I intentionally use that ATM, let's go to the ATM to get you some more money. So as you shift your energy and you shift your state with new perspectives, beliefs, as well as the structures and the strategies, taking those right specific actions at the right time, and really honoring yourself in the equation of your life and knowing your worth and that you do deserve to take your time and you do deserve to be wealthy, financially abundant, and prosperous, your whole world can change. So I just thought that that may be just know that the power and possibility and the hope is very much within your control. It is not something that is outside of yourself. I think for so long, I felt like I'm in this class and I'm in this situation financially and not like a victim, but like, I can't change it, or, oh, it feels so, money feels so complicated. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I'll ever get out of this. Or I often heard growing up, like, when I retire, I'll do this. And I'm like, 40 years to then be happy. So, or to then live in freedom and ease. So just know that with the ATM, you can shift it and you can shift it in a 2 second moment.
That's fantastic. Let's all go to the ATM, you guys. Download this and go to the ATM yourself and learn how to feel empowered, be empowered, make more money, have more freedom. That's what life's all about. You know, I consider money energy, really. You know, it's just energy that moves around. Just energy that moves around, in my opinion.
Me too.
Yeah. Oh, we're so much in alignment. It's been a real pleasure to speak with you. Make sure to check the show notes, you guys. If you're listening, go online, grab the links. If you're watching, you're going to see the notes and the links right there. Meanwhile, I really appreciate your time, and I'm so glad to have you as a guest, because it is all about our mindset to shift anything in our life, and especially around money. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Kathy. This was such a pleasure.
Absolutely. Until next week, you guys, if you like this segment, go ahead, give us a thumbs up, give us a comment. Comments are awesome for the algorithm. So type something in there, spread the love, share this podcast. Very much appreciate it. Very much appreciate you listeners, and especially you, my guest, Nicole O'Connor. Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome. That was good. Thank you. I love
you,
all your
Kathy.
Acronyms. Your acronyms are great. The ATM.
Oh, thank you. I just made that up for this mini course. I thought that might be like easy to remember.
It's so good. You're going to have to keep that. You can call yourself Nicole O'Connor, the ATM girl.
Yes. I know, Kathy, this was so much fun. I really enjoyed our conversation.
Oh, absolutely. If you know anybody else who fits into the modality, you know, that helps women entrepreneurs, I always like referrals for podcast guests, you know, all different types of people. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Feel free to refer me on it. Who referred you again? I can't remember. I didn't.
Holly Jackson.
Oh, that's right. Holly. I love Holly.
She's such a great connector, isn't she?
Yes. And she's just so smart and so savvy. So, yeah,
she really is. I know. I will think of who else to refer you to. And yeah. can you remind me, because I know, especially through reading, I'm on your email list, like you really cover organization across like the full lifestyle. So I see there's so much synergy in like clients that work with me to refer them on to you.
Absolutely.
Do you also, because I know you run like courses and master classes, do you also take on clients one-on-one, or do you mostly do group programs?
I do it all. So I do one-on-one private consulting. I have group coaching. Actually, it's not even group coaching. It's a group power hour. It's called the Get It Done Power Hour, where once they work with me one-on-one, then they come 2 hours a month to get stuff done. It's called the Get It Done Power Hour. That's mm-hmm. available. I have clients all around the world. So it can be in person or it can be Zoom. And easy breezy. And yeah, we are really good power partners. I work with a lot of financial planners, and we could do master classes together, you know, for sure. Yes. So if you want to put together, you know, any type of master class, because I help people find money, like literally when they get organized, like 98% of my clients find money they didn't know they had, like a gift card or $100 bill. Or it's just crazy.
That's amazing.
They always find money and they always say, I'm never going to find any money. I'm very thrifty. And then sure enough, here shows a, you know, something that they totally forgot about, a check they didn't cash or whatever. So, so yeah, through the act of organizing and what happens, you know, if you're asking them to bring forth papers and documents, I help them find them. I help them create systems so that they have their papers when you need them. So they're not like looking at you, you know, like they got hit by a car when you're asking them for whatever.
That's amazing.
Where's your tax return from 2 years ago, right? So right. I do a lot of paper and digital organization for my clients. And, you know, that way they can get you what you need so that you could do your job for them.
That's amazing. Okay. This is great. Because I just know, especially with so much of like the inner work that we do, the environment, like digitally and physically, if you have clutter, it's like often a reflection of like if you're feeling cluttered in your mind. So I just see so much. And just as like a nuance here, because I think you're like, you know, this space, I work very closely with certified financial planners. So I have my CPA and my background is in finance. I'm in the process of getting a personal financial specialist certificate. But what I typically do is I look at kind of the broad picture of finances and will make like specific, or I'll help my clients make specific strategic choices, but I don't do their whole like retirement planning or their tax strategy right now. I typically refer them to a certified financial planner just because like I'm having a little bit more fun right now. And especially with doing this parallel path, I'm having a little bit more fun really looking at the holistic design of their life around like, what other habits do you need or what other systems do you need? And so getting into like doing the full financial projections across like your retirement plan or your tax strategy, I'm partnering with people. So just wanted to give that nuance that,
Yeah,
that could be like an easy collaboration too, like with if we had three people or the two of us, or if you have certified financial planners that you think might be helpful for me to connect with, just as I'm working with, because I almost view like the work that I'm doing is sort of like, often it feels like I'm like an entry point, helping them to sort of, that's why it's called the wealth designer. I help them like architect and design, like what do they want, but then building out somebody like you that can help them get like either an image consultant or super organized and get their system set up, or like a financial planner to go deep. Or I have someone in my network that's like an interior designer. So if they need to like update their space to feel better, I have like an interior designer, or if they need real estate, I can send them to a realtor.
Yeah, that's important. You know, we all need a bigger, broader network. I mean, I love having resources that I can point people to. So yeah, I will absolutely keep you in mind. So it's basically the people that want to go deep and actually do the plan, you'll get the mindset set and then you can hand them over to those people. That's your joy right now, right?
That's your space. Exactly. Yeah. Cause there's so many financial planners that have, oh, perfect. Thank you for this. There's so many financial planners that work for large companies that have like very robust kind of planning softwares and systems. And I know like I use Elevest, which is a women only kind of investment fund that they do financial planning. And it's, I'm finding just the area that I really want to go deep to kind of help with like some of the energetic shifts and the blocks and in the health and get them kind of set up and get them clear on what they want. But exactly how you said, then kind of like send them off for somebody to get into, be like, okay, now that we have the inner, like the structures and stuff just come effortless.
Right. Yeah, that's perfect. Perfect. Well, we all have to do the inner work before we can make any kind of major change. So yeah, you're the light shiner, girl. And that was always one of my goals, is to shine the light on people's possibilities. So we're in alignment for sure.
Oh, that's so beautiful how you say that. I really like that.
Yeah.
I'm writing that down. Shine the light on possibilities. Thank you. And I got your affiliate. I got that link. So I will definitely share this So exciting. So when are you having your masterclass?
April 15th.
Okay.
So I'm going to send you, as soon as you sign up, then you're going to get swipe copy images and you'll get whatever you need to promote it. You know, a solo email is always the best if you have that capability. You know, just sending an email specifically about it is what gives the biggest bang. Social media doesn't really do a lot. Interestingly, you know, you mailing directly from your list saying, hey, this is going to be a cool thing. If you want to get your, you know, Google act together, take this free class. And then yeah. It goes into a 5-week training that'll be very low cost. It'll be like less than $500 probably at this point for the pilot program, 5 weeks of intensive training on Google. So, you know, because people waste 4 hours a week just trying to find documents that they know they have,
definitely.
They don't know where it is, you know, and, or their calendar isn't synced or they miss appointments or they're flooded in their inbox and their inbox is driving them bonkers. So I'll be giving all sorts of tips and tactics about that.
That's amazing. I think I may be one of your clients because I feel like I might join this, honestly. And please, I hope you don't judge me for saying that.
No, not at all.
In my process of rebranding, I still have my old Google email and I have my personal email, and then I have my other business email. So it's like, as you were talking about, like syncing all the calendars, and I feel like I need to like declutter all that, like cleaned it all up. So I feel like I would receive a lot of value from this as well.
Absolutely, girlfriend. Well, I'll send you the link to join. So mark your calendar. It's going to be April 22nd for 5 weeks. Clear your calendar for this. Let me tell you the exact time. Hold on one sec. So April 15th is just like the precursor, the little, you know, webinar or whatever to sell it. Then it starts on the 22nd and it runs for 5 weeks. There's going to be a 6-week bonus if people want to attend it. The reason that it's a bonus week is because it's the day after Memorial Day. You know, okay. So some people might or might not want to do it, but it's going to be from 10 to 11 a.m. every Tuesday, starting on the 22nd, which would be 1 to 2 your time, right? Your 3 hours, your Eastern.
Yes. Yep.
Yep. So 1 to 2 every Tuesday for 5 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to do any recordings by chance?
Yes. Yeah, so we are recording for everything. So if you have to miss a week or two, you can catch up. There's a portal, all the recordings and all the bonuses and all the stuff is going to be in there. And so, so sign up as an affiliate and I'll just sell it to you for $497. You can get into it.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. All right. I'm just making a note. I'm doing this program that runs on Tuesdays, 1 to 2:30, but I think it's every other week. So I'm going to double check the dates of it, but it sounds amazing. And either way, I'll send it to my list as well. And I'll sign up because it was amazing to meet you. And I can't wait to like take your trainings or partner together or just to be able to support each other.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Let's play together and create something in the future. That'll be fun as well. I do it a lot with financial people. It just makes sense. You know, it makes
definitely
total sense. Yeah,
for sure. And I feel like, as you said, like home and whether it's like, you know, your home on the computer or your home in your physical space or what you're wearing, like, and your finances, they are two of the most like vulnerable areas, as you said.
Yes.
And often it's like, then it can create like a lot of shame or embarrassment or suffering in silence. And it can keep you stuck because it's like you're embarrassed of it. So then like the relief, and I'm sure you have so many stories of this, but like how you help your clients, the relief that they get when they've just finally addressed it, it's like they get so much like energy back and just like a sense of relief. So it really is impactful work.
Yeah, it is. I had one client that's like, he called me freaked out. He didn't know what to do with all his extra time. I'm like, well, that is not a bad problem, Scott. You can figure it out. You know, what do you want to? And then we went into hobbies, right? And pastimes and all that, because he'd been such a little workaholic that he didn't know, you know, and now that he had his life kind of structured, he had time.
That's amazing, Kathy,
that he said that,
called you like, what am I going to do with all this free time? That's incredible.
He literally was kind of freaked out about it. I'm like, Wow. But that's what happens when we turn into, you know, and you know this from your parents, you know, work, 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 work. You know, what do you do when you have free time? I don't know. I just work.
Or sit and worry.
Right, right. Or sit and worry. Yeah.
This was the most, I don't know, I guess I just felt like very comfortable with you. This was the most I've shared about kind of my upbringing on a podcast. So hopefully they don't hear it, but
no,
I think it's
no,
like,
it's good because, you know, people want real people. So telling your real story you'll have a lot of people will resonate with you on that, you know, for sure. Yeah. So
thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for your time. And I look forward to playing with you in the future. Go ahead and sign up as an affiliate so you get the skinny on everything. And yeah, and I hope you can take the class. It's lifetime recording. So you want to, if you have to miss a class or two, it's not going to be any big deal.
Perfect. Okay. That sounds amazing. Thank you so much, Kathy. We will chat more. We'll be in each other's worlds. Thank you for having me. It was such a pleasure.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.